Part 1. Chapter 1. The May Queen. First, the explosion of life. Then came the celebration. Such had it been for generations and generations, as long as the eldest of the eldest could remember, as long as the record books had kept steady score. By the time the first buds were edging their green shoots from the dirt, the parade grounds had been cleared and the maypole had been pulled from its exile in the basement of the mansion. The board had met, and the queen decided. All that was left was the wait for May. And when it came wearing a bright white gown, the May Queen. She appeared on horseback, as was tradition, wearing a blinding white gown and her hair sprouting garlands of flowers. Her name was Zita, and she was the daughter of a stenographer for the courts, a proud man who stood beaming in the stands, a person of honor, with the interim governor-regent-elect and his flushed fat wife and his three children, looking bored and bemused, stuffed as they were into their little ill-fitting suits that they only wore for weddings. But the May Queen was radiant in her long brown braids and white, white gown, and everyone in the town flocked to see her and the procession that followed. In the center square, a brass band, having performed the storming of the prison to satisfy the powers that be, launched into a familiar set list of seasonal favorites, led by a mustachioed tenor who played up the bodiest bits to the delight of the audience. A traditional dance was endured by the younger set among the audience, while the elders cooed their appreciation and waxed nostalgic about their own time when they wore those selfsame striped trousers and danced the Mayfair. The queen reigned all the while, smiling down from her flower-laden dais. She must have been only 15. All the boys blushed to make eye contact with her. Even the spokes, the hardliners of the bicycle revolution, seemed to drop their ever-present steeliness in favor of an easy gait, and today there were no words of anger exchanged between them and the few in the crowd who might question their fervor. And when the synod arrived to rasp the benediction on the day, the crowd suffered them quietly. The rite was a strange insistence, considering the fact that the Mayfair celebration had long predated the sect's fixation on the blighted tree. Indeed, the Mayfair had been a long-standing tradition, it was told, even when the tree's boughs were full with green buds, before it earned its present name, before the strange parasite had rendered the tree in a kind of suspended animation. But such was the spirit that day. Even the spoilers were allowed their separate peace. By the time the festivities, the beribboned maypole, their axis, had spiraled out into the surrounding crowd, and the light had faded, and the men gathered around the barrels of poppy beer, and the women sipped politely at blackberry wine, and the dancing had begun in earnest, the May Queen had long since been hoisted on the shoulders of a crowd of local boys, and brought with much fanfare to her home, where her now tipsy father assumed she was peacefully asleep. Her white gown toppled in a corner, her braids a tattered mess, and her pillow strewn with flowers. But this was not the case. Zita, the May Queen, was climbing down the trellis from her second-floor room, still wearing her white gown and her wreath of flowers still atop her braided hair. A thorn from the climbing rose made a thin incision in the taffeta as she reached the ground. She stopped and studied her surroundings. She could hear the muffled, distant sounds of the celebration in the town square. A few straggling partygoers, homeward bound, laughed over some joke on the street. She whistled twice. Nothing. Again, she pursed her lips and gave two shrill whistles. A rustle sounded in the nearby junipers. Zita froze. "Alice?" she asked to the dark. "Is that you?" Suddenly the bushes parted to reveal a girl dressed in a dark overcoat. Remnant pieces of juniper stuck obstinately to her short blonde hair. Zita frowned. "You didn't have to come that way," said Zita.